And I tell you what, how good has Rory Laird been in the last perhaps 3 or 4 years?
He's one of my favourites.
Did you come up against him in any of the games?
A couple of times.
Said a few words?
I can't believe he's still only, I think he's only 22 years of age. Can't believe he's that young. He might be 23, but remarkable career that he's having, and he's got another 10 to 12 years to go.
And he won a 5AA award last year. We interviewed him up there on stage, a terrific player. Let's find out how the Crows are going. Rory, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, your own career, I mean, it's just been remarkable. You just seem to do things right at the right time, getting better each year in the All-Australian squad, so... What's the next step for you to get out of that defence and try and get to the midfield?
I've spoken to the coaches a couple of times now, saying it's a joke, kind of put me in there. But, doing a bit of mid-training at the moment, which is good. We've had a few players sort of tossing and turning in the team in terms of where they're playing on the field and getting a bit of training and getting used to playing in different areas. So maybe it could be happening this year, but we'll have to see how we go. A few things got to learn.
I'm sitting alongside one of the fittest guys in the AFL. He's not anymore, but he's not playing. But to go from your role across half-back to play in the midfield, I mean, how much difference in stamina and that is required?
Yeah, I think Kane can sort of vouch for me. It's a bit more running, a bit more two-way running in terms of covering the ground, out of stoppages especially for a midfielder. So it's something that I have to work on this pre-season in terms of... my overall fitness and my aerobic capacity. So I'll be looking to work on that through the summer, and it sort of started with the first couple of weeks at training already.
Spoke to Richie Douglas a couple of weeks ago on this program with Bix and myself, and he did flag the fact that he's gone to halfback along with Scotty Thompson, as you just mentioned. How much, what sort of role have you played in trying to guide those players, and what will that add to the side if they can both hold down a spot across halfback?
Yeah, so obviously very experienced players, and they've played 200 plus each at in through the midfield. So it's sort of like a two-way thing here in terms of they're coming back, and they've got a relatively good idea of half back and how it works. But I at times try and say this is what we try and do, and just learn the way that we play as a back group, and then vice versa as well. Scotty Thompson and both Douglas as well as also. Help me through the midfield and talk to me about what it takes to, be in there and what they're looking for and what they do around softies. So it's just good for a team to have versatility and flexibility in the team. So,
who's your favourite halfback in the competition? Who do you love to watch?
My favourite was Corey Emright. My long way. I try and, model my game after him in terms of reading the play of halfback, getting off, supporting your teammates, and also being able to, play a lockdown defensive role as well. So he was my favourite, but unfortunately he's retired now, so I have to find a new one.
I think you play a little bit similar too. You read the ball well. Hey, Rory, pre-seasons, you've done a few now. Does it get easier in the fact that you know what's in front of you, or is each year become harder by just more training?
No, I think even if you know what's coming, you know that it's going to be tough. And but until you're out there and you're out there in 30-degree heat and you're running around for 2.5 hours, I don't think it actually gets any easier. I think your body becomes more accustomed to it, and you sort of know, how to take on sessions and sort of what to expect. But it's definitely not easy. I don't think there's never an easy pre-season, especially when, building up to a season. So
yeah.
I think it's more the way to look at it.
Hey, you guys had a great year last year, and I made the point, I'm trying to think how the Crows improve, and I think it is to get a little bit harder and tougher, and I don't mean going around hitting people, but just imposing a more physical presence. I see Taylor Walker came out right at the start of the year and said exactly that. Is that something you've identified? Skill-wise, Adelaide are as good as anybody, but the way the Bulldogs play, they are manic. They're crazy pressure in that. Is that the sort of thing you aspire to be?
Yeah, I think the Bulldogs set a really good standard, and they definitely showed it through their finals campaign, especially in the grand final, which is, what final footy is about is tough, contested football. So working around the contest is a thing that we are looking to work on in terms of through the pre-season training. And, I think Tex hit it pretty much nail on the head there in terms of we got to ramp that up a bit. So it's definitely an area that we are looking to improve on.
You've had a short lead up to Christmas with the delayed start because you went so deep into the season. How much of that physical stuff have you been able to get in before Christmas? And have you started any match play and scratch matches yet?
We have last week, so this is our third week at training. We have, as soon as we got there, we sort of worked into it pretty quick in terms of all the contest stuff and we're sort of building up. We've come in with a pretty good tank in terms of the team and how they came back, and we're in pretty good nick. So we're sort of building up into it, but then I think we have to ramp up again after Christmas, and the Christmas period is also important time as well. It's time to relax and see family and stuff, but it's also a training period as well. So we'll build up into it, and the period between Christmas and the first NAB Cup game is sort of the main part of the pre-season.
Your first pick, Jordan Gallucci, came with big raps on him. How has he been on the track, what you've seen?
Yeah, Jordan and all the first-year players have fit in really well. They're all a really nice bunch of guys. In terms of their training, they haven't been doing everything because they sort of they'll have a big year in terms of their draft years, and they come straight into it, and they've been training for, you know, the draft camps, and they're playing a lot of games. So they transitioned into it through the PPT stuff, and they watch what they do. So they've come in well. They've fitted in. They don't look out of place at all. So the next, you know, 6 weeks, as I said, between Christmas and that cup, they're big time to sort of start building up their tank and into their first, you know, full-time season of playing footy.
Well, you said you had an amazing rise. You're playing the sport you love. You're getting recognised on the street now, Rory? You're getting stopped by the Crows fans?
No, occasionally I get it, but not anywhere near as much as some of the other blokes. I don't know how the other blokes do it, especially
Rory Sloane. I reckon he'd be pretty identifiable, and Tex Walker.
Yeah, him and Eddie and Sloane, I don't know without getting noticed. So, no, nah, not me, mate. There's some definitely bigger fish in the pond at the moment.
What do you get up to in your off time you have off, Rory? What are your interests? What are your passions? And what would you love to do after footy? Do you know yet?
Oh, big question, Kane. well, for the break, I'm just sort of relaxing. I'm going down to Rhodes for the New Year's. I've got a couple of mates down there. My ex-house mate was sort of lives down there. So I do like playing a bit of golf. I like I don't have too many actual hobbies. I don't mind getting out there, but I'm no good. I'm studying property at the moment, so I'm doing a real estate course, so that sort of keeps me a bit busy. So I'll sort of start with that, but it's kind of hard to know what to do outside of footy. Sort of trying a few things here and there and seeing, you know, which one I really enjoy.
Yeah, still a young man. Plenty of time for that. Turns 23 on December 29, Wild. So happy birthday for that just after Christmas. Who are the property moguls down at the club? Who loves it?
Oh, there's a few, mate. BB was a big one. He was always talking to me, sort of, I've been looking for a house for a while, so he was sort of, you know, discuss this on here and there. And he's still a coach down there, so we have a chat about it. Richard Douglas loves it, Freddie Thompson. There's a fair group of them, you know, once you get started on the conversation on it, sort of rolls on from there. So, it's a good topic to have.
Saw some images of training today. Looked like a massive crowd down there at Footy Park. Is that the last session for the pre-season and your Christmas break? And when do you boys come back?
Yeah, so we had an open training today. There was heaps of fans that came out. It was actually a beautiful morning. It's about 25 degrees, I reckon. So we had a big turnout. So thanks to the fans for coming out. And now we've got we finished today. Got a day off tomorrow. Then we've got a big session Friday morning and some weights in the afternoon too. So we finish on the 23rd, so straight into Christmas festivities after that. In terms of Christmas is 4 days away, it sort of snuck up pretty quick. So straight into that kind of routine.
Hey Rory, we hear about how Daniel Talia takes professionalism the next level, even counts his calories in his lunchbox to training. What about you? So are you meticulous with what you eat? I look at your build, and I reckon if you let yourself go, you could be a little porker. Tell us about your food regime, if you like.
Oh, I try and eat pretty well, mate. In terms of we have dietitians, so they sort of know what to eat and when. But I sort of, as you're in the system for long, you sort of work out when to eat the right foods in terms of carbs and all that, and protein. So I just think I'm in
pretty good shape.
Okay, Nick, at the moment I'm running well, so that's the main thing. My weight's at the right weight, and yeah, as long as I'm running well and my body's feeling well, I think that's the main thing. So I'll just try and base off that, really.
Is it true about Talia, though? Like, he's just, everything is done to the nth degree.
He's very professional in his body. He looks after himself. About the lunchbox, I don't know if his missus should be still making his lunches. He just signed a pretty lucrative deal, so I reckon he could shout me and the other defenders lunch every now and then.
Exactly.
Yeah, surely. Guys that have done it tough off the rookie list like yourself, trying to make their way. But Rory, thanks for your time. Have a great Christmas break. Happy birthday for the 29th of December, and look forward to seeing you again in action in 2017.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your break too. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Rory Laird, he's a terrific guy. Won one of our awards. Was it Mark of the Year?
He took that mark running back.
Against the tide.
Running the wrong way. So courageous. That won the Mark of the Year, and Eddie Betts, I think, won the goal of the year. And not too many Port awards went around from the
You'll never beat Eddie for goal of the year. Wins it every year.
We might have to even it up with the Port boys next year at the 5AA Awards Wilds, but clearly the Crows had the better year.
He does everything pretty well, doesn't he? I think I talked about maybe kicking earlier, but you look at Rory Laird, he's averaging 25 to 30 a game now and reads the ball well. And I'm surprised he didn't finish on the Crows' best and fairest, but he did miss those five or six games.
He played the 19 games last year, so I think he missed four or five with, I can't remember the injury that he had, but certainly missed some footy last year. But with the foot it was, but it had a ripping season. Rory Laird was our guest.